Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
What's good, San Diego? Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, Mr. Ello still out. He will return tomorrow, and we await his arrival anxiously.
Do we? Well, at least
maybe you don't.
I don't.
Maybe you don't.
I don't.
I look forward to Chris coming back and us getting into our normal show, but neither here or there because he's not here today. It's me and you again, Scrabe.
Yeah.
Welcome in, everybody. Gwynn and Chris are. Gwynn and Scraby for one more day, and Padres come back home after taking 2 of 3 from the Rockies. They exercised their demons in the last two games with some high run output, and Padres cut the magic number to 6. I know a lot of folks paying attention to that. They start a tough series in the Dodgers, and I have a theory of why. I don't know that it'll be all that easy. In terms of the Dodgers kind of taking their foot off the gas. They've obviously clinched in every which way, shape, or form. I think they've clinched the number one seed, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so
I think they have like 105 wins or something.
They're done. And there was some thought that maybe they would be taking their foot off the gas, but I don't think they will.
That's not a thing in baseball, right?
Well, you know, you start getting guys rest
and things
of that nature.
Yeah.
Not taking their foot off the gas, but... We'll discuss it a little bit later on in the show. Certainly, good. We'll have a good, bad, and the ugly. And this is going to be a new one for you guys today because Mr. Ello is out, who has handled the good, bad, and ugly since its inception. But Scraby has been. I don't know if he's been given the reins. I think he just kind of took the reins today.
Yeah, I did.
Took the reins. He's going to give you his good, bad, the ugly. I expect there to be some crying towards the back end of that somehow, some way.
that team is in the ugly category.
But we will settle in on that. Manny Machado has all of a sudden started to really dress up that resume that was already pretty good looking as it was. But the bad September of Paul Goldschmidt has kind of opened the door. I'm not saying that it's an even ball game at this point, but the conversation has now begun. And so we'll get into that. But let's start, Scrabe, with this series. Obviously, Padres lose that first game.
Which could have gone either way.
It was, listen, as Jesse and I talked about yesterday, all three games they played clean baseball. And I don't know that I remember a game in that place in the last 2 years where I would call it clean by any stretch.
Yeah.
They swung the bats well, really, every game in that
series.
They
didn't just score one run
no.
in these games. It was what? It was four then 12,
was the, four
or 13
was their,
yesterday.
Yeah, four was their lowest output.
What was the middle? The middle was like, I can't remember what the score of the Saturday
second game.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was
I know,
a lot.
It all blends.
6-1? 7-1?
Yes, 7-1 sounds familiar.
7-1.
They all blend
7-1.
In together, especially for you. Especially for you.
But no, they're starting around into shape. Even when, you know, Clev doesn't get as deep as they would have liked, you get the bullpen comes in, they do their job, and then boom, Padres hang some more runs up.
9-3.
Man, that was... about four runs off there.
Me too, I have no excuse. I looked at that game earlier today. I should have remembered, but they played
clean baseball was my point.
Yeah, and one of the things I think that's I took away from the weekend was that their offense is clicking right now, because if they go to Coors Field, is a place where everybody says you should be hitting, and they are hitting, that tells you exactly where they are, where they need to be right now.
Yeah, I don't know if it tells me anything in Coors Field, but just look at the last, I don't know, since that day and that Friday in Arizona.
Yeah.
Offense has been pretty good. You know?
It was, yeah, 12 runs that day. 2, 6, 5, 1, 4, and then you got 9 and 13.
Yeah.
So
they've done a much better job offensively. But to your point, Manny's is turning up. Soto's starting to look like Soto.
It's amazing how he could get walks, because I'm watching these games and I know that they don't want to walk him. I know that the pitchers know that he has a good eye, and he really does work a walk out of nothing sometimes.
His chase rate is insane. Like, he just doesn't chase. And when he's going Big Daddy fly in dead center, that's when you know it's starting to get right. Jerickson's starting to swing the bat.
Will Myers
again,
a little
Will
bit.
Will's been good since he's come back in whatever role. He's been really good. Jake Cronenworth starting to swing the bat.
He had back to back 3 RBI days.
So, you know, it's the offense is starting to come around. Yu Darvish continues his dominance, even in a crummy place to pitch like Denver. They still got the job done, but this team is playing well. Now they come into this Dodgers series. You got the last 9 games at home. I fully expect the energy level to be insane these next 9 games.
I would expect that as well, because not only are these games important for your playoff seeding, because the Padres, I mean, you just said it when we opened the show, they haven't clinched a playoff spot yet, and they're not guaranteed to clinch a playoff spot. It's not like their magic number is 2 or something like that. So these games against the Dodgers are going to be pretty insane, I would feel like.
Can we talk, before we go into this home series, can we talk about the Padres' road record when it's all said and done?
Yeah.
45-39, 9 games over.
36.
Sorry, 49-36, excuse me. 9 games over 500 on the road. And a lot of, at certain points in the year, it just felt like they were playing better.
Yeah.
But when you look at the numbers, they play the same. They've won equal amount of games on the road as they've won at home. So, you know, in terms of win-loss differential.
See, when I hear about that and when I hear about them playing on the road, I understand the some of the circumstances about playing on the road and why it's so much more difficult. I mean, you're not in your home. You have to travel. You have to do all these things that you wouldn't do when you're at home. But once you're getting to play baseball, doesn't that even itself out?
It can. And I think certain teams grab onto that, right? Like, it's really the only time there's zero distractions, right? You know, when you're at home, you got your family still, and you try to separate the two. But when you're on the road, it's generally just you and the fellas. So it can lead to that kind of us versus everyone mentality, because it's just you and your teammates on the road. The Padres have played well on the road.
They have, and how do you
except
feel?
Except at that place.
At Coors Field? Yeah.
I played something different.
They were able to win the series, though. I think everybody was very nervous. But the Padres are going to match up. If the postseason started today, they're playing the Braves. How do you feel about that matchup right now?
I feel fine about that matchup.
You feel fine? So it's not one of those things like, oh, rather play the Cardinals or either team is either team?
You got to play who you play to get where you want to go, right? I mean, a lot of times the easiest road doesn't end up serving you well anyway. And listen, I think it's a mistake to think that the Cardinals would be a pushover.
Because they came to town and the Padres had a good, you know, they won the series.
By the way,
mean,
you know where the series would be?
It would be in St. Louis.
Remember what happened last time with St. Louis?
Yeah, it's not good.
They got swept.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Good point. And playoff St. Louis is a different place than regular season
June
St.
Louis. I don't
know
if it's different, but my memories of going to Atlanta are much fonder of the ones than when we went to St. Louis.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's part of that. I don't know that you want, you know, I personally think as it pertains to the Braves, this is a different Braves team than last year, right? It doesn't have Freddie Freeman.
They got better.
They're depending on a lot of younger players, and you just don't know how they're going to respond come, you know, when the stage is at its biggest and its lights are at its brightest. So, you know, you at the Cardinals side, you almost know what you're getting on the Cardinals side. You know who the players are. You know who the dudes you're going to have to beat are. And, you know, either way, you got to play who you play. Whether it's the Cardinals or the Padres, I think the matchup doesn't matter. If the Padres play their game, they can beat both teams.
Yeah, and we've said that about they can even match up and beat the Dodgers in a series
yes.
if they want. If they can't, if they match up against them in the playoffs.
If they play like they are playing right now, they can beat anybody.
So to answer your question about how crazy Petco is going to be, Isaac tweeted me, at Matt Scraby, I have tickets to all three games versus the Dodgers, and I plan to be there all three games rooting on my Padres.
Yeah. First of all, it's a weekday game. You get the Dodgers in it. So if you're going to have some weekday games, best team to do it against the Dodgers. People
yeah.
are still going to come out for those.
And they're all at 640, too.
All 640 games.
Nothing that has to do with anything other than that or schedule.
I personally enjoy the 640. That way we get a consistent schedule, right?
Yeah, your guys' turnaround on those night games to day games is quick.
It sucks.
It's very quick. It's quick for the player. It's even quicker for the players.
It's like a race to get home to see how fast I can make myself go to sleep.
Like on a 110 day, what time are you leaving your house to get to?
But from here or on the road?
No, from here. When you're at home, how long is it? What time are you leaving at
1:10? I probably leave 9:30.
See, you're literally at the ballpark
right.
all day, every day.
Right.
It's a crazy schedule. I was even talking to someone who's working sports for the first time, and they were like, man, it's like Groundhog's Day every day.
It's a great analogy. I mean, it is like Groundhog Day. It's a fun Groundhog Day. It's not like I don't enjoy the day, but... it can be a lot. I have to give you. I have to brag on you a little bit. I mean,
for
your Niners yesterday, that was a doozy.
Yeah, we're watching the game in studio.
Shout out to my man Dan Orlovsky. He has finally been let go.
You know what? Dan Orlovsky ran the length of
Scrape,
back line.
Is there any difference?
Well, Jimmy Garoppolo, you know, Kyle Shanahan did take the blame because I watched this play 100 times last night.
Here we go.
It was a play action pass from the 1 yard line with no blocking on the other side. Jimmy G had no chance.
I'm not saying it was a great play call, but what I am saying is
he walked out of the end zone.
Jimmy G's been in the league for quite some time. He knows where that line is.
I'd rather him walk out of the end zone than throw the pick six that he ended up throwing in that situation.
We had that. Then we had a butt punt.
A butt punt in the Dolphins-Bills game,
It was a Dolphins, right?
Yeah, I watched that entire game yesterday. Number one, we'll get into it in the good, bad, and the ugly, but my first thoughts are, that Dolphin team seems like it's for real.
Right?
Like,
that defense was flying around
Josh
the ball.
Josh Allen was so frustrated, and especially coming off Monday Night Football where they crushed the Titans. Everybody in the NFL is calling them the best team out there, and then the Dolphins stop all that.
How quickly things change. I mean, you forget that, like, in baseball you're playing so many games that, you know, you got to be reminded that last week it was a certain way.
Yeah.
It's pretty fresh in football, though, because it was just last week that Buffalo was the greatest team ever.
And that's
an easy consensus, no-brainer Super Bowl.
Yeah, everybody was already crowning Josh Allen MVP. Everything was going to the Bills coach of the year, Sean
now
McDermott.
Now it's like, what happened?
Oh, wait.
What's wrong with the Buffalo Bills? Nothing. They just lost.
They lost the game, but Ken Dorsey, the offensive coordinator of the Bills, did you see him slamming
first of all,
his
is that the
around?
Ken Dorsey that went to Miami?
Yeah.
The wide receiver,
the quarterback. I'm pretty sure he also was a 49er for a while as well.
Yo, man.
He lost his
mind. He made Brady look... like
he
a
did.
Choir boy with the way he was. He went back for thirds and fourths and fifths. Like, he didn't slam it good enough the first couple times.
I don't know what he's mad at. I mean, they tried to squeeze in a play and a spike in 8 seconds. I don't know what they're mad at. And it was like...
he was fired up.
He was. And I understand why, because I don't think that they ever expected the Dolphins to give this give them this kind of trouble. But
oh, if you don't know, now you know.
Yes, now you know. And Mike, we'll talk about this a little bit later, but Tua was a little wobbly early in the game, and then all of a sudden he's coming out and he's throwing touchdown passes.
NFLPA has gotten involved in that. All right, during Gwynn versus the Fan later on, you will be taking me on, obviously, chance to qualify for a Vegas vacation. As well as some Padre Dodger tickets. So make sure when we get to, the 3 o'clock hour, 4 o'clock hour.
4 o'clock.
By the way, we're only going to 4:30. I forgot to mention that. Monday Night Football. Fall. Who's the game today? I'm kind of out of the loop.
The game is the Cowboys at the Giants.
Ooh.
Yeah. Game has a lot of implications. It could be a really terrible game because both teams are kind of iffy. Or it could be a really good game, like a 39-36 game or something like that.
I have a feeling it's going to be a good game because I think the Giants are a little bit better than people are giving them credit for.
So, yeah, I do too.
A lot more show ahead. We'll end at 4:30 today. When we come back, we'll get into a little bit more of Manny's resurgence in the MVP conversation. More Gwynn and Scraby when we return.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Final day of Gwynn and Scraby before Chris returns tomorrow. Stay tuned, though. In about 20 minutes, I'm going to do my version of the good, bad, and the ugly. And this has nothing to do with Chris, Tony.
Oh, man. We're going to find out how good this good, bad, and ugly
is. Oh, it's going to be a production.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be a production. But we'll do that in about 20 minutes. But right now, we're talking about Manny Machado and him putting himself back into the MVP race, in our minds at least, and in some of the national writers' minds, because he has 100 RBIs on the season, and there's only 8 players, including Manny, in Major League Baseball so far that have accumulated, I guess is the word, 100 RBIs, and he's also got 31 home runs. And he's doing it on a team where if he's removed from the team doesn't have as many wins. So in my book, that is the definition of most valuable player.
You make a good argument. I mean, he's having a good season. He's having a great season.
His best season as a Padre,
He's
for
having
sure.
his best season as a Padre, and he still has 9 games to go. So he could end up beating his totals. I think he would finish with 36 the year he was traded to L.A., combined between L.A. and in Baltimore, I think 36 or 37 is his high. What's his high in
I'll double check,
RBIs?
But
well, either way, he has a chance to put up career numbers. Goldschmidt still leading the way in, second in hitting, I think.
Yeah.
He's first in RBIs in the National League. I know he's behind, obviously, Judge for Major League.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter, though.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't matter.
But, yes, 2018 was his big year when he played for the Orioles and the Dodgers. He had 107 RBIs. Last year he had 106.
And that same year in 2018 is his. He's done it twice.
What did he hit that year?
297, 37 home runs.
So he's got 30 homers.
Yes.
Exactly right.
You know, he's got 31. 31, yeah.
So he needs another six.
He needs
to
another
tie.
Six and seven RBIs.
I mean,
I think he could do it.
Hey, put it this way. If he hits seven home runs and surpasses his
career high
and RBIs, and he does it in this week, he's gonna close as hot as anybody.
How much do you believe, and I know I'm not a big fan of some of these stats, but F4. Do you know what F4 is?
Yeah, it takes into account like stadium, like all that stuff that war is, right?
Okay.
And
puts a different spin on it.
Right. I think the average is 100, right?
No, that's OPS Plus.
What is this one?
F-War.
F-War.
Hey, here's why I'm bringing it up, because you could find a stat to support any argument, and that's exactly what I'm going to do right now.
Okay.
Because Manny Machado has the same F-War as Paul Goldschmidt, which is 7, and the second most valuable hitter on the Padres has been Jake Cronenworth with a 3.7. So Manny ties Paul Goldschmidt, who is the MVP leader. Second most valuable hitter on the Cardinals has been Paul Goldschmidt, because Nolan Arenado has a 0.1 lead in the F4. And I know that MVP voters don't vote based on the F4, but why I'm bringing up the F4 is to show you that Manny Machado is a much closer MVP candidate than I think a lot of people think he is. If they just look at his stats and look at the team, and they, because Paul Goldschmidt's been publicized this entire year for doing what he's doing, as he should have been, but Manny Machado kind of gets lost here in San Diego. That play yesterday where he grabbed it in foul territory and just casually threw it to first.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
It's pretty ridiculous, but he does make it look easy. And so I don't think that his style of play, I guess, he just makes it look too easy. And I think we've seen that 100 times, more than 100 times here.
Yeah, no, I think F4 is not what you should be looking at.
I know.
But he's having a terrific season. Does he do enough here in the last week? Does Goldschmidt slip enough in the last week and a half for any of that to change? And, you know, that's still with Arenado still involved. Who am I missing in the National League?
Freddie Freeman, Austin Riley.
So, like, you know, just depending on where he is he having to jump some guys, depending on what they do? There's a lot in there, right? And a lot of it's baked in,
yeah.
You know, because Goldschmidt had such a gigantic lead there for a while. I think everybody just kind of
assumed
that was going to be the case, but he hasn't swung the bat as well here in the last month when Maddie has gotten hot, and it happens to be, you know, St. Louis they haven't clinched the Central yet, but they're like within games of doing so. So they've kind of been I don't want to say they've been out of the spotlight, but you're thinking about the Cardinals less, whereas the Padres have been toggling with this wild card spot for a while, so they're kind of front and center.
They are front and center right now.
In a lot of ways. So people are getting the chance to see Manny, you know, do his thing at a clutch period of time when the Padres need it. So narrative a lot of times shapes these awards, specifically MVPs. Right?
I can feel that because, you know, a lot of the writers vote.
Writers vote. Maybe a month ago, are we having this conversation?
No, not at all.
No. But it does feel like the conversation has started to, at the very least, it's become a subject again.
And it has become a subject again. And I like that. There are people around baseball that are talking about Manny Machado, like the Jeff Passans, and you know, because you don't really get a lot out of them from a Padres fan perspective. You're not looking at their account for Padres news. They're usually talking about honestly, I feel like they cover AL teams way more than they cover NL teams.
That's just my perception. That's not necessarily true. The reality is, the expectations are so high for the Padres that I think people nationally think that this team is not living up to expectation, right? You know, put it this way, remember in 20 when they ran off like they were the talk of everywhere.
Yeah.
It is because, you know.
It was the Fernando 3-0.
Right. All of that. Like, they were talking about him all the time, but they were playing, like, really, really, really good baseball at the time. And so, ultimately, that's what it boiled down to. You know, the Padres are playing at a level that, you know, maybe you could argue the bar has to be higher for a team like the Padres in order to get that kind of consistent talk. They just now are starting to play
up to that
noise, and all of a sudden people are talking about it again.
That's true. That is true. Yesterday, the Padres had 9 extra base hits. How did your scorebook yesterday look like? Because I saw Jesse tweet out.
It was quite colorful.
Sexy scorebook.
It was quite colorful.
But they had 9 extra base hits. That's tied for the second most, and they hit 3 home runs yesterday, too, and improved to 10-2 when they hit that many. So that is what everyone's been waiting for.
You want to hear what Manny had to say about the MVP?
He
said this. I think MVP is a team thing. If you don't have a team that's going out there competing every single day, you can't really do anything about it. So I'm lucky here that we're in a playoff hunt. We've been playing good baseball all year, and I was able to help this team and contribute in whatever way I can. It's been fun all year. Obviously, MVP is huge. It's a big accomplishment. It's a big award. But winning games and getting this team into the playoffs and hopefully taking them deeper is important as well. He's, as you mentioned, he's one of the 8 players with in the league with the 100 RBIs. Bob Melvin said that's hard to do on so many levels: the durability part, the consistency, the real big time players end up knocking in 100 runs. And it doesn't surprise you, but you need to think about it a little bit and realize how good this guy is. So
yeah.
That's where we're at. I don't know. Again, I don't know about F War. I don't know. You know, if that's that's gonna be the
I knew this
the golden card, but you know,
I knew the golden ticket. Yes, I knew that. I mean, I knew that I didn't care about F War, but these metrics tell me something: is that Manny Machado is at least the same in Paul Goldschmidt in categories, and he's not that far below Paul Goldschmidt.
I 100% agree.
Yeah,
100% agree.
All right, that's we'll see what happens with Manny Machado. I'm definitely excited.
Are you
about
nervous
this.
About this next segment?
No, not at all. Not at all.
I'm
I think
nervous.
It's going to be one of the best segments we've ever had. Period. In the 4 years of this show.
So nervous about the good, bad, and the ugly coming from you.
All right, good, bad, and the ugly. When we get back, Gwen and Scraby for the last day on 97.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
.37 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, not here. Matt Scraby, though, is here.
Chris Ello.
Gwynn and Scraby.
Not here.
NFL Sunday cracked off again. Week 3?
Yeah, week 3.
Week 3.
Season's flying.
First of all, the season is flying. We got to come the good, bad, and the ugly, Scraby style.
Mm-hmm.
Very nervous about this.
You shouldn't be.
Yesterday was not that exciting of a week of football for me.
It was an interesting week. It was a lot of there was not a lot of good football.
I think week two set us up because there were so many good finishes in week two that, you know, anything this week was probably going to be a letdown in terms of those type of games.
Absolutely.
Fantasy wise, looks like I'm going to take it on the chin to coach.
Looks like, man, coach's team. I got to say, coach, if you're listening, I'm sorry for talking about you drafting a kicker in the 10th round because your team is crushing it right now. It's crushing it.
I tell you, my first pick in the draft is really
Jonathan Taylor.
He's not doing well. And it has cost me the last 2 weeks, him not doing well.
Yeah.
Not only is he not doing well, one of my high round wide receivers in DJ Moore.
Oh yeah,
is also Baker. What is going on, Baker?
Well, I don't know. Christian McCaffrey's barely doing anything on his side too. So Baker needs to get it together.
Baker,
I'm going to call
come on,
him
man.
Up.
We need you to start getting the ball to the playmakers.
They gave DJ Moore a bunch of money. You don't want to.
Was that Carolina's first win?
I believe so.
I think so.
Because they lost to the Browns week one. I don't remember who they played. But that game was boring. The 49ers Sunday night football game was boring. It was just not a very good, clean week of football.
Yeah. I don't know. That was like it was basically two baseball games played in Denver last night.
It really was.
I 11 to 10? I don't know that I've ever seen. How many? We should research.
Oh, it's only one. They said it last night.
It's the first time a game has ever in
no,
11.
No. There was one other.
Okay.
So it was
so
in like
1930s.
Twice.
I was about to say, you can't get to that those numbers very easily.
No, there. No.
You get to 10 easy. 11 is tough.
I love and I follow this account on Twitter, Scoregami, that it breaks down every NFL score, and it tells you how many times it's done, when the last time it was done. And when it's never been done, it's Scoregami. And there's been more Scoregami lately just because of all the different changes they've made to the game, like kickoffs and
stuff.
An 11-10 game is now possible, especially with 2-point conversions and
everybody going for 2-point conversions now.
Yeah, and fourth downs and we'll get into all
the
that.
NFL here. Has turned into a real live Madden.
The reason I think the NFL, well, it's not like I'm Ooh. Groundbreaking right now. I'm not breaking the code open, but it's just one day a week is so much better for a fan.
It is.
Because buy one day a week to pay attention to your team for the whole day.
That is where the sweet spot is for the NFL.
It's not because the sport is any better. It's because of the frequency.
Right. You don't have to dial in all the time like you do in baseball.
Yeah.
And
baseball,
I get that.
But baseball has its – I was talking to a friend
about
this.
But some people like dialing in all the time.
Baseball has its stuff that we love about baseball. And I kind of think it's fun that baseball – this is all like not earth-shattering stuff. I kind of think it's fun that baseball is the only sport without a clock because it really like the clock really plays such a big part of all those games
until
that it's
next
a
year.
Strategy. And then next year there will be a clock.
There will be a clock.
Never
year.
Mind. For the rest of this year, I'm gonna enjoy no clock.
All right, Scraby has a good, bad, the ugly. Mm-hmm. I will turn it over to him right now.
All right, everybody, the good, bad, and the ugly of Week 3, rumbling, bumbling, stumbling. Through week three. Told you it was going to be entertaining. Now, I will do this for Chris because the first game on our list in the good category is going to be... Dolphins beating the Bills 21-19. And Tua is for real. He's legit. And
he didn't have that great of a game.
He did not have that great of a game. He also got knocked out. It seems like we'll talk about that after this because Chase Edmonds put them ahead late.
Wolf flank to the right. They give it to Edmonds up the middle. Touchdown.
Got it. Only fitting that Chase Edmonds, the guy that got hit, gets the penalty, gets the touchdown.
So the Dolphins end up beating the Bills. Now, Josh Allen looked extremely frustrated during this game. The Miami defense came out in the first quarter, stripped him of the ball when he was throwing it inside their own five, And that was the tone setter of the day.
That defense for Miami was flying around the field.
How did they go from the Ravens, where they gave up like 5,000 yards against the Ravens, to shutting down a Bills team? That is crazy.
I don't know. That's actually a good question. I don't know.
And a lot of people were saying it was also very hot. How much? I just don't know.
Without using the hot excuse.
Okay. Every time someone says the hot excuse, they're trying to cover up something.
Like, it was really hot. Like, what?
Yeah, it was hot for the other team, too.
Exactly.
Mike McDaniel, 49ers, former 49ers coach, now head coach of the Dolphins.
I gotta say, man, Chris Ello's team.
Or McDaniel, I'm sorry.
Chris Ello's team looks pretty good right now. They got
they
a lot of things going for them.
They do. They have everything working right now. They're 3-0.
Can they sustain that? That's the question.
Yeah, well, the Tua thing was a little bit weird to me because it was right before the first half ended. He ended up going down, and then he got up, and if you haven't seen the video, it's on my Twitter, but he got up, and then he was kind of woozy, and he fell down again, and then he tried to get up, and a lineman came over to help him get up and all that stuff. They said after the game, the NFLPA had done an investigation, or they are doing an investigation, but the team said it was a back spasm, cramp, injury, back injury that had him collapse. And it could be true because Stephon Diggs at the end of the game was not able to come in on certain plays because he was cramping up as well. But it looked bad, and I can understand why people were upset.
I would say it looked bad. I don't understand why people were upset because they don't know what happened yet. So let's wait to find out. Then you could be upset after. Everybody's just assuming.
Yeah.
Right now.
I tend to believe.
I didn't see it, so.
I tend to believe that the NFL is not going to put a guy back in the game. They're just so careful about that stuff now. I just don't think it's going to happen.
The NFL won't. Team will.
But they have an independent physician that's there at
the
game. That makes decisions.
Okay. All right.
So if he or she made the decision, then I'm fine with it. But there was another play. This game is not in our list, but it was with T. Higgins. He caught a ball going to the ground, and then he hit his head on the ground, but he got smashed right in the face by a Jets defender. And everybody was like, man, he already had a concussion week one.
He was straight, though.
And then he came back.
He was fine.
He came back. It was crazy. There was like a bunch of people, like the Undertaker gif where he just comes out of the casket.
Dung.
Garrett Wilson also went off the field.
He didn't come back.
He did come back.
Did he?
He did. He did.
No.
Yes, Garrett Wilson came back.
He was done. It was a rib injury.
There was two injuries
in the
game.
Because he definitely came out of the game. He stuck at 8.5 points from the second quarter on. So.
Okay, Tony knows. Our next game in the good category is the Vikings coming back to beat the Lions. Kevin O'Connell, friend of the show, my former high school teammate, led his team back to a 28-24 victory. The Lions led with 24-14 with around 11 minutes to go. Vikings scored two touchdowns and held the Lions at the end to win. Here is the game-winning touchdown from Kirk Cousins.
Takes the snap, straight drop. He's going to fire right. Yes! TJ Osborne! You're so cold-blooded! Touchdown! And the Vikings have taken a 27-24 lead.
That right there, my friends.
Is a call.
Is a call.
That is a call.
First of all, I was torn. Not going to lie. Obviously, I wanted my man Kev to get another victory, but I also wanted the cannibal.
The kneecap cannibal.
The kneecap cannibal. Campbell.
He
Their team played. They play well,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but he made a stupid decision at the end because he goes for it. I think he went for it four times yesterday on fourth down. The fourth down Cubs, 54-yard field goal instead of going for it. I think it was like fourth and four.
Who's their kicker?
I don't know.
Exactly. That's probably why.
He kicked the field goal.
Oh, he knocked it down.
And he missed the field goal. And so he made the wrong decision. He should have just gone for it.
Oh, I thought you were saying he went for it too many times.
He did go for it a lot of times. Dan Campbell made a decision to go for it on fourth down like four or five times already in the game. So why change your entire strategy to kick a 54-yard field goal?
He didn't want to be.
They gave the ball
back to
the
Vikings. Brandon Staley and be criticized for going for it all the
time.
Well,
now he's criticized for not going for it. So that's what you get as a head coach.
Can we talk about Jamal Williams' Shakira celebration in the end zone?
Yes, it was X-rated.
It was so strong that he received a flag for it.
He did because of the extra hip gyration. He had a pretty good celebration, I gotta say.
Gyration, Scraby
although,
said.
Although the Fox coverage was like saying how bad it was, but they kept showing it. So,
like, of course.
Can't be that bad if you guys keep showing it. Third and final game of the good category, the Colts get their first win of the year with a last-second touchdown to beat the Chiefs 20-17. Here is how that sounded.
Looking, fires upfield into the end zone. It is caught. Jelani Woods, touchdown, INDY! Two touchdowns today for the rookie. And the Colts with six more on the board. They lead it 19-17 with 24 seconds to play.
I didn't expect the Colts to be in this dire straits at this point, but they were. They won, and Patrick Mahomes, did you see this? And Eric Bieniemy.
I did.
And you know what Patrick Mahomes did in the post-game press conference? He said, you know what? He made the smart choice. I personally want to score all the time. I'm ready to go at all times, but that was the smart choice. And now they lose the game. May have not been the smart choice because you missed out on those points.
Well, he did what a professional is supposed to do. He didn't roll his offensive coordinator under the bus.
Yeah.
It was you could tell that it was on something along those lines just by the way Andy Reid reacted to it.
He's like, come on.
He just, yeah, exactly. He's like, grab it. Come on, man.
Come
Let's
on.
Go.
It's Leave okay. It alone. We'll Leave talk about this a little bit later.
it was very father just like, come on, man. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. Leaving. He ushered him out by his arm, I believe.
He did.
So the Colts get their first win. The Chiefs, they're going to have to figure it out, but I think they'll be fine. Now we go to the bad category, and we're going to go to the Packers and the Buccaneers. Now, this game was not as high-scoring as people thought, but the Packers did, in the end, beat the Bucs.
With a setback to his left, he sets, he fires on the slant, Lazard, touchdown!
That was the quickest highlight of the day. The Bucs couldn't convert on a two-point conversion really late in the game. They had a delay of game, actually, which is very strange for Tom Brady to have a delay of game on a two-point conversion. So he was very frustrated about that. And then Aaron Rodgers said something after the game about the scoreboard operator. And they may have showed that there was already a delay of game on the play previous. So Aaron Rodgers tells LaFleur, this is the rumor, LaFleur tells the referees to watch to make sure. And indeed, they get called for the delay of game. It's a 7-yard two-point conversion instead of a two.
Huh.
Huh. That's all he's got to say.
Matt LaFleur and Aaron want some credit for that? I mean...
No. Aaron was the one who said it. He didn't actually say what happened. This is everybody's filling in the gaps because Aaron did say in an interview after the game that he noticed something on the scoreboard in the play previous that he went and told his coach.
Ah.
So.
Good for Aaron.
You're out on Aaron.
I'm not out on him. I think Aaron's a beast, but, you know, I'm not jumping high in the sky because he told his coach told the referee. Good for them. I'm glad they figured that out.
Okay. This is a very Chris-like takeover here.
I'm just saying, we're making a big deal about this. All right.
Tom Brady loses. Aaron Rodgers wins. Ravens went to New England, take on the Patriots. They ended up winning 37-26. Lamar Jackson is just making himself more and more money each week. And he had 5 touchdowns in the game. Here is one to a guy who just destroyed me in fantasy football yesterday.
Third down and inches from just outside the 5. Jackson empties the backfield. He drifts to his right. Shovel pass. Mark Andrews in for the touchdown.
Mark Andrews ended my fantasy football dreams in a couple leagues yesterday, so that was fun. But
yeah, he's Baltimore. I hope you guys are... Hope your checkbook is ready to go.
Oh, the checkbook is getting the check that they're writing. They're adding zeros to each week.
This rate's not going to be. It's not going to be a fun negotiation.
Now, Lamar Jackson, is he? I mean, he's a one-man band.
No,
you can put him on any team, and that team instantly is a good offense.
He's dynamic.
Yeah,
he's very, and it looks like he's learning. He's getting better and better at passing the ball, like in the pocket.
He's learning defenses.
He hit Bateman again on like a slant.
Yeah,
and it was in stride.
A dart.
Yeah, it was. He's getting better, and he's putting the ball in smaller windows now that are like covered. If he stays healthy. You know, that's always a caveat with a dude who's running. And
He has
been pretty smart so far. But if you are you know, this is a guy you got to deal with. You got to deal with him.
He would look good in that golden red of the 49ers.
Oh, Lord.
No, they already have Trey Lance, remember?
That's right.
Or people don't remember because Jimmy G is the quarterback. Last in the bad category, the Commanders. They cannot get off to a good start to save anything.
I wonder why.
Carson Wentz was wincing yesterday. It was bad. The Commanders were bad. The Eagles looked really good, and here is why.
Hurts clapping his hands. Hurts back. He's looking. He fires. He completes it. Leaning in. Is it a touchdown?
It is.
Do you wait? Yes, it is a touchdown to A.J. Brown.
I give that a 3 on the Rate the Radio call because he asked the question.
Chris is not going to like that.
I get a lot of DMs and tweets now, and I appreciate this when people send me calls and they give their rating because they're like, the guy didn't tell me where he was on the floor.
Everybody's learning how to listen now, right?
Yeah.
First of all, the Eagles are for real. I think the Eagles are a legitimate
I can't
NFC opponent.
I can't disagree with the way Jalen Hurts
is, because remember, this is a prove it year for him.
Oh yeah,
they went out and got him every piece that he could possibly want, including his one of his best friends in A.J. Brown,
and that's working for him.
And that seems to be working.
Devontae
defense
Smith is now working.
Devontae, whatever Scraby wants to call him.
I'm never gonna live that down.
What's their cornerback's name? Slay.
Darius Slay
said they're all Batman.
Ah.
You know, you got skinny Batman, that's Devontae. You got the real Batman, who's A.J. Brown. And then one of the other wide receivers, the young one, is fast Batman.
All right, the only thing I'll say about the Eagles do look good. The only thing I'll say is it's week 3. If we're going to say that about other teams, we have to say that about the Eagles, too. Moving into the ugly category.
Do you know what, Scrappy? That might be the smartest, realest thing you've ever said right
Thank you.
There.
I am just getting
over my skis on the Eagles, and you put me in my place. Good for you, man. That's what I'm talking about.
This is the this is the ugly category, and the we're not going to talk about the other two games because we already did. The Broncos beat the 49ers. That was in the ugly category. I'll hear a bunch about that this week. Don't you worry. Panthers beat the Saints 22-14. Really boring game. Chris Olave, San Diegan, 147
yards. Chris Olave
yards.
is
9 catches, 147 yards.
I shouldn't have passed on him.
No. Here is the Chargers getting beat down by James Robinson.
Hey, we couldn't wait for this.
And the Jaguars.
To give it to James Robinson. He's got it in more. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown on fourth down. James Robinson broke loose for the score.
Jaguars looked really good yesterday. I don't think Justin Herbert should have played. He looked like he hadn't practiced all
week. He looked
like
he was hurting.
He looked like he was hurting, too. We'll get into that in the Big 5. We have a question about it. So that is the good, the bad, and the ugly. Basically, if you could sum up the ugly category, it was Jimmy G stepping out of the back of the end zone last night. Still can't believe that happened.
It happened.
I sat there like, is this?
I could just hear Scraby ranting. Like,
I didn't even say anything.
Even as I was on the plane, I could hear it.
I didn't even say anything, Tony. I just sat there and watched.
Hilarious. All right, let's get to break. 3 o'clock hour on the way. Daily Gambit up next. Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.